What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And another thing, as we talk about the first preseason game, if you're just joining us, there are a multitude of quarterbacks that are playing. Proven guys in the first preseason game. Our guy is not. We're talking about Michael Penix. Neither is Kirk Cousins, by the way, which is maybe a little surprising. I don't know. I mean, the Penix thing, maybe, but the Cousins thing, like, okay, at least run him out there.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Okay, well, let me show me. I'd like to see that. But there are a bunch of guys, and Mike and I started talking about this because it's bugging me a little bit just based on some of the guys that are going to play, and we'll rehash that. And then we were talking about Trae Young, for those of you who want to get in on that conversation again. Nothing new. But apparently Trey's frustrated. And I think it was Mark Spears, I believe it was, who came out and said he saw him at the finals and that he spoke with Trey and he was a little frustrated about the fact that he hadn't been offered a max extension yet by the Hawks.
And I know a lot of guys hit us up on the text line. Some guys, you know, say agree with us. Do the short-term deal, probably better for both parties.
Yes.
But, and I'm with you. But I just don't know if that's going to satisfy Trey. And then there's, as we said, you brought this up. I mean, where would he, I mean, teams that don't have point guards, you know, that's a strange kind of fit. You know, a team generally, that's part of your draft process when you're rebuilding a team.
Yes.
So, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, the immediate answer you'd think is, well, you know, do you want to go to where LeBron goes? LeBron's not going to play that much longer. This is it. You know, a big time.
Oh, well, you know, you're telling me he's going to team up with Luka?
Well, that's just it. And Luka, well, you know, you got a lot of teams where the big guy can bring the ball up anyway, right?
Yeah. Look, we said this. Luka is a ball-dominant guy. Even this year, watch how the Lakers play. They're going to play through Luka, right? I mean, it was LeBron's team last year. Luka's going to have the ball in his hands. What? I said
this,
Luka.
I bring ball up. I'm lean. I'm mean. I am Slovenian basketball machine. Thank you.
You looked it on the cover. I'm just having a hard time believing it's truly you.
Always important to have body double. We found a guy who looks just like me in Bratislava.
Oh.
You would not believe.
Yeah.
And he had hit tanning bed. We oil him up. We used Zion's oil, man.
Figures.
And I'm just telling you how you can create the image. This is key. Maybe that fat guy on Tampa Bay Buccaneers could use my guy. What? He's 456 pounds. Okay?
He is big.
You mock me? This guy looks like a dishwasher box with legs.
Yeah, he does. And they're not allowing him to play, Luka, because of that. They want to make sure they're being safe. And that's kind of what you went through, isn't it?
It's true. Maybe they should use same method we use, methodology. You have a guy on bicycle with prime rib on string, and you drag him around the camp, chases it. Why does Day-Day never laugh at Luka jokes?
Speaking of Trae Young, 2 days ago, this is Mark Spears, by the way. ESPN, he does a terrific job, covered the league for a long time. This is just 2 days ago. This is what he said about Trae. Listen.
There's a new front office in Atlanta that's trying to make decisions, but what I'm hearing now at this point, and you could tell by Trae's tweet, and I saw him during the finals, I think he's disappointed that it hasn't come. It hasn't been offered. So don't be surprised at this point that he plays this out and sees what happened next summer. But to me, Trae has nothing to prove.
Okay. That was just a couple of days ago from Mark Spears. Interesting stuff. All right, you can chime in on that as well. I said another thing, and by the way, Daily Downloads brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Here's the other thing. We got preseason football tonight. We'll talk more about it in 4th and 1 at the top of the hour in about 15 minutes. But Mike just said to me something I literally just saw, and I was like, really? Because here's the thing for me, Mike. I can count on one hand how many times in a regular season, since this thing is open, that the roof has been open at Mercedes-Benz season stadium. And I'm being serious. Packers opening night, right? The
right.
First time we had a game there, Mike and I were in there all damn day. They're literally cranking the roof open by hand. It was amazing. Tell me again how many times the roof has been open, because you just said something to me.
Well, it's just we paid, you know, partly the taxpayers, because Arthur did pay a chunk of change, and he did pay for the $250 million that was added in extra charges to get this thing done. They were having some issues at the time. We talked to some steelworkers about the roof, you know, load-bearing structure, literally, to make sure this all worked. You spent like $250 million extra to have this roof, and it's never open. And I know that folks at Mercedes-Benz get mad, and we talk, but I'm just, as a fan, I'm with Carl. I can literally count on two hands, probably 8 or 9 fingers, times I've been to Atlanta United matches or Falcon games when the roof is open. We've built this amazing, beautiful stadium for the opportunity to have sunlight. And it's going to be, or in the case on Friday night, partly cloudy skies. And I know the NFL makes a determination if the roof's open, it's got to stay open. If you get rain, there's all those things you got to worry about. I don't know if they want to get the digital board wet. You know, I don't know if any of that matters. But to me, it's like it's just never open like we thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of a buzzkill. It's like having a ragtop, having a convertible, and you never put the roof down.
It was open last night, for Atlanta United.
And that's great.
It will not be open Friday. They have already said that. And it just made me think, like, how many times have I been down here? And by the way, we get some beautiful Sundays, man, in October and November before it gets cold. Some of y'all, it's too cold to open the roof. Okay, fine. But what about the October and the November Sundays? I mean, seriously, even September if the weather's nice. We got some crazy weather this week. That may happen in September early, Mike, and you're going to tell me, well, we're going to keep the roof closed. And I know all the folks who work down there. Trust me, you guys do a great job. It's just frustrating to know we got one of the premier buildings in the world, and yet every time it feels like football season rolls around, this damn roof is closed.
So, again, guys, great that it was open last night. Hope folks enjoyed it. That's because it's just there's nothing like it. It's just anybody who's been there. Now, I know sometimes, you know, for a 1 o'clock game in September, I understand if you got people, you're worried about getting a little too much heat when that sunlight's on you.
For sure.
But that's also part of the gamesmanship. Let the visiting team bake in the sun, Carl, if you get that opportunity. But it's just something that has irked me over the years. And I know a lot of fans always say, man, let's open a darn thing. And by the way, I know you have that, you know, the rules about the NFL and the conditions. It closes, I think the record is 8 minutes, 10 seconds to close the thing. So, I mean, I've always felt like, why does it become so complicated?
It's not.
If it does start raining, close it.
Push the button. Bloop.
And that's how they got Arthur, man. You know those architects in that firm said, we know Arthur loves gadgets. If we have a model with a button he can press,
it's the most impressive thing. You guys seen those drones from up top, how it opens up like a flower? It's just incredible. Anyways, wanted to put our two cents in
it
there.
It just grinds my gears.
This news just in from the NFL, more on this coming up. Potentially a serious injury for the Chargers. Rashawn Slater, cart is out, appears to be a left leg injury. He's being carted inside. Teammates all coming up and hugging Rashawn Slater. You talk about protecting Justin Herbert, their run game. This dude's a beast, and that could be a huge blow. We do not know the extent of what the injury is, but that is coming out of Chargers camp. And, Mike, this is the kind of stuff we say it's bound, God forbid, it's bound to happen because there's just all these guys out there, man, doing their thing, and somebody's ultimately going to get injured.
Right.
But that's if he is injured long-term, that's a huge blow to the Chargers.
Yeah, now again, you just brought it up. According to Sports Illustrated, there is nobody listed as a backup left tackle. So they've got a swing guy like their version of a Storm Norton, I guess, presumably.
Yes.
Who can, you know, play right or left. But that's a team that's going to be looking for somebody in the short term. You know, depth charts are unofficial. That's why we don't get too caught up on what we saw. We will get into what the Falcons released yesterday. But it's a red flag, according to Sports Illustrated, that covers the Chargers. Chargers have not addressed. The interim could slide Joe Alt over to the Slater spot. That's not optimal.
No, not at all. He's no Rashawn Slater. All right, man, we'll keep you updated. Again, camp's continuing to go on, and obviously preseason football tonight. Let's talk about the Braves last night, because they lose 5-4. The story for me was what Spencer Strider didn't do. Now, he's facing one of the better hitting teams in the league. There's no debating that. But that's nothing new. Spencer Strider is the one guy you expect to go out and keep you in a game, or at least give you a really good, solid performance. 5 runs on 11 hits, a career high in hits allowed. He gave up 2 home runs, 2 dongs. I mean, it just didn't look like Spencer Strider. He did strike out 6, but it was 4 2/3 innings, Mike. This was a pathetic outing for Spencer Strider. And look, I don't want to make excuses because I don't know what the deal is with him or what's going on. Mike mentioned maybe still trying to figure out his pitches and overcoming injury. Shut him down, too. Shut him down, too.
Now, we had this conversation in depth, you know, last week, and we had it again yesterday. When your team is now becoming, unfortunately, guys, it's just the numbers bear it out, one of the worst teams in baseball. I mean, you're looking up at the Marlins. I mean, it ain't good. But when you go back and look at the guys that are injured. Now, just the people who have had injury issues. The guys like, you know, Ronald Acuna is no bigger star for this team. You know, DH him, put him on some kind of a pitch count. We talked about Strider. You want Strider. Now, some would say Strider has got to build up that, I don't know, the resiliency. Does he?
Not doing this. He's not.
I don't know. I mean, look, we're not an orthopedist, but he's had 2 major procedures. Do you want him to come back strong in the spring? You know, I give him a full year and a few months after having the brace procedure on the forearm? Because he already had a Tommy John in college. To me, that's one that makes sense. Why bring Chris Sale back at this stage of his career? To accomplish what? And a guy hit me up at the end of the show yesterday on Twitter, and I wanted to bring it up because we didn't have time at the end of the show yesterday. He goes, you know, when the Braves were terrible in the 80s and 90s, they didn't just shut guys down. Pitchers pitched complete games back then. I'll give you an example. Carl and I were talking about this before the show. I went back, I looked at the 87 Atlanta Braves. Really bad baseball team, okay? Braves fans, you lived it. I don't have to remind you. 69-92, okay? Finished 5th in the NL West. That was a bad team. But guys like Zane Smith, he went 15-10. He completed 36 games he started. He completed, what, 9 complete games out of 36. Rick Mailer, 28. David Palmer, 28. You had other guys that you brought up. But the point I'm getting to is, back then, you never had to deal with the kind of injury concerns you deal with in 2025. Guys were rubber-armed back then. Now, as velocity has increased, going back all the way to travel team baseball, through college and the minors and beyond, guys just don't have the wear and tear. So why are we putting wear and tear on these arms when nothing matters?
Yeah,
that's the point.
Well, teams are being extra careful also with their pitchers from the jump. Like, this is why you don't see guys throwing 6-7 innings when they first get their chance in the show, like it used to be. You got a rookie phenom came up, or a guy was getting a shot, Mike. He was going to throw as far and as long as he could. They're not doing that because of the money that's invested. And so if they're going to protect their pitchers that way, then why not protect them on the back end where you know the projected – do you guys know this? Projected losses for this year's team? 98. 98 L's.
That's why I shot for that 87 squad, to give you that, you know, sort of, you know, here's a team where guys, you'd have to sit guys because guys never dealt with the kind of injury issues that have cropped up the last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. So I just feel like you protect guys on both ends. One, when a guy's coming out and coming up and he's growing and his arm strength is not there and he's not familiar with throwing 150, 200 innings, you protect him this way too, when you know you're about to potentially lose almost 100 games. And that's, again, projected. They could obviously be lower than that, but guys, we're a 90-loss team this year. There's no debating that. This is where this is going. So,
right.
The Strider thing, but they lose last night. That was the story for me, Mike, but we're 47-66, 2 games ahead of the last-place Nationals.
Yep. So, where are you in the grand scheme of things? I mean, Carl and I said it the other day. I brought this up. No one ever thinks about, like, tanking for, like, the first pick in the amateur draft. You think, Carl, I read something where Colorado, I don't know if this was over a trade or something, they don't get a top 10 pick.
Mm.
So I can go back and make sure I got this right from Baseball America for this year's draft, but that is correct. Orange just gave me the thumbs up on that. So you got a chance to take one of the top picks this next draft. One of the best pitchers in the – now, again, they tried to turn this into an event during the All-Star game.
They did. It was weak.
It's obviously nothing like – hell, it looks up at the WNBA draft.
But
baseball is what it is. But the point I'm getting to is maybe you can get somebody who can get here sooner than later. Maybe it's a college pitcher all of a sudden. Now, that's something we never ever talked about with this Braves team.
What do you want to add, O?
Look, yesterday, just for fun, at the early mock draft and the prospects for the 2026 Major League Baseball draft, number one prospect right now, a shortstop. Number two prospect right now, a shortstop.
Oh.
George Lombard's kid, and there's a kid out of UCLA. So the two top guys right now are shortstops.
Interesting. Right. Yeah. Well,
we kind of got the shortstop thing covered this last draft.
Yeah, we did. We took three, right?
Three.
Yeah. Hey, let me hear Spencer.
Well, they are the most, obviously versatile athlete in the infield.
This is true. We need to figure that out. Hey, Spencer Strider, I want to hear him talk about the slider last night being good. It was the home runs to him that hurt him.
I actually think I commanded it really well. And there were two that weren't perfect and were homers. So I think if you average out or whatever, I'd say maybe there's three in there that weren't executed out of however many I threw, so it's a pretty good percentage. The odds of those two being homers, I mean, that's, you know, the risk you run when you don't execute, so.
Yeah.
And again, the same thing that happens all the time, Carl, and it's unfortunate because he doesn't have the speed, the velocity at times to blow guys away. They foul off pitches so they get what they want. So the pitch count balloons, 94. Now, it's a good ratio, 61 strikes out of 94 pitches, but unfortunately, just six strikeouts for him in 4 2/3.
That's not enough. Not enough! Here is Strider talking about the 11 hits. Was it him or was it them?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it shows they're a really good baseball team, number one. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know that tonight is indicative of anything specific to my injury. I would say that, you know, they are a really good team and hit a lot of executed pitches and, you know, seem to have a really good plan at the plate. And they did, you know, all series, I'd say. So, yeah, I think tonight was more about them than me.
More about them.
21 of his 94 pitches were foul balls.
Yeah.
So it just adds up. I mean, I'm getting to, like, you know, Buck Showalter. You know, that's the kind of thing Buck Showalter takes. Looking up at the point I'm getting to is just all adds up. You just want to just get these guys out of there. Blow them away.
And he didn't do that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.